This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL on, yes, indeed, Sports Radio 610. Not that other thing that happened. We welcome into the studio the homie, Brandon Scott. B. Scott, what's happening, man?
Oh, man, it'd be good if I turned the mic on. Good to
it's
be here,
good.
Man.
It's all good. It's not the first mistake that's happened on this show today.
I was going to say, I don't even know what you was talking about, that other thing that happened.
That's
yeah,
right.
Man. But it's good, man. Good to be here, man. Y'all were talking about the most awkward. I could not help but to think about all the awkward moments in my life.
That's right.
And the most awkward ones are ones that I would never share on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably for most people. But I do have one that is pretty interesting that happened about a month ago, about maybe a month and a half ago, right after New Year's. I spent the time in Denver. And I was assaulted by a woman in broad daylight. Assaulted by a woman on the streets of Denver on the 16th Street
Verbally?
Mall. No, physically assaulted by a stranger, unprovoked in broad daylight.
You did something, didn't you?
I did not do anything.
He walked.
Now I do have people that theorize that maybe I reminded this person of somebody,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they thought that they owed me one, or I was somebody that they owed one. And maybe I was just like collateral damage, or you know, that sort of thing. But this happened, man. Like I'm crossing the street on the 16th Street Mall. There's construction everywhere. Anybody that's been to Denver lately would know that, man, it's just torn up.
Yeah.
And so I see a woman pulling a barricade, coming closer and closer to me, and I'm moving out of her way because she looks like she might be unhoused,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, something. But I assume she must be a construction worker since
yeah.
she's working on this barricade. And, dude, before I know it, she hooks me with the left.
Damn.
Right in the left.
Damn.
Just dead. And she didn't.
Just popped.
And listen, I ate the punch, but she didn't miss. She did not miss for a second. Didn't
yeah.
draw blood. I
mm-hmm.
ate the punch. Wasn't a really a.
Did she stick and move or was she just here?
So she hits me. I got a coffee in my hand. I immediately throw my coffee at her and say, what the F is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And then start following the woman. And then at that point is when I realized,
I better not.
Hey, I'm willing to beat this woman's ass in broad daylight. I really don't have any moral objections to it. But what's going to happen to me, though?
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? And
yeah.
so then I started thinking about
that. She just walked up to you and popped you in the mouth.
Popped me in the mouth unprovoked. Had never seen this woman. Had never spoken to this woman. Had never seen her in my life. And can't tell you the last time I've been punched in the face. But now it was like January 3rd.
Yeah. Okay.
Of this year.
Yeah. So it just happened.
Very, very awkward. Because what do you do when you're ready to beat a woman?
She draw blood?
No blood. No yeah. blood. No cuts. No nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Ate the punch. I was glad that it was just her.
Big woman?
I was bigger than her.
Yeah.
So,
look at you doing reporting. He just started getting, yeah. let me get all the details
yeah,
of the situation.
No, she wasn't big. She wasn't bigger than me. So like, I mean, and so I was glad that it wasn't like a dude that was bigger than me would have knocked me out. Cause I wasn't expecting to get punched in the face at 11 o'clock in the morning.
I don't think anybody really
in
is.
Downtown Denver.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or 16th Street Mall. So
really
yeah.
truly is. More people coming in with their awkward moments as well. Somebody said from the 281 was telling a guy how hot a lady was. It was his daughter. Yeah, dog.
Oh
man.
In a similar vein, Jamie said they made fun of a customer about her hair looking like a chia pet to her coworkers. Coworker said, "Yeah, that's my aunt." So yeah, yeah, all those probably in a bad space. And then somebody else said they were delivering a package to an unlocked office door to find out owner and admin getting it in. So yeah, there's a lot of those types of things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those, yep, definitely thrust into some awkward places.
Yikes.
Awkward places there. All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop. And we begin with the news that today is the day where franchise tags begin, where it begin being available as of 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Central. The opportunity to franchise tag or transition tag your players is open. And I just want to start by saying we're all good on that, right? Like, there's... We're not expecting to see anything like that, right?
I don't even know who I'd want to franchise.
The only possibility is Stephon Diggs, and that's not a possibility.
Yeah,
I think the number would be something about 26 and a half.
Yeah,
and that's literally more than you would have than you would be paying Nico Collins next season.
Yeah,
I don't think that that's a smart idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're glad to be in a position where you're not even having that discussion, where you're not even having a player who. Is because you know the franchise tag, transition tag, all of that is like an awkward kind of mediation between are we gonna part ways or not? Like I want to keep you around. I'm not obviously not cutting you, but I'm not committing to signing you to a long term deal. Puts a player kind of in limbo, but also you know sets them up at least for a year. But and so you know we've seen it work out for some players, right? Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, ultimately. But, yeah, you're glad to not have that situation.
No, for sure.
No, so, yeah.
At least not yet.
At least not yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I think
Will
that's
Will Anderson
also,
coming up pretty soon and Stingley coming up soon.
And look, CJ seems like an obvious one, but, like, that's why the offensive coordinator stuff is important. And getting this offense back on track is important. So you're not looking up in a couple of years and talking about, you know, you expected to pay CJ $60 million a year and to reach a place where you're talking about, are you going to franchise tag him? Like, that's something to look ahead to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think really the big thing is just making sure that you start early on any of these. Like, all these dudes feel like ones that are easy decisions on you would want them to stay. And it just seems like the smart way of doing this is getting those things done earlier rather than later. And then just playing the Tetris that is fitting them within the salary cap to make those extensions work. Because the later that you wait, we've seen teams wait late on whether or not they want to extend. And usually that's trying to decide if they like those players, which I don't think is the case for the Texans team. And then you pay more. Like, you just inherently pay more in all these circumstances.
Yeah, and the Texans do seem like they have a few like, where we sit right now, CJ seems like a no-brainer. Will Anderson seems like a no-brainer. Derek Stingley Jr. seems like a no-brainer. So, and those are foundational pieces, so you feel like you're in a good spot.
Yeah, I think and one of the things that's interesting, also around the division, I don't think anybody really has franchise tag candidates in a real way, so I don't think that's anything that we really have to look at. Now, speaking of franchise tags, we go to Cincinnati, and Cincinnati is an interesting team in this regard because they're in a place where they're trying to keep their core together or some level of a core together. And obviously Joe Burrow, but then also you have the likes of T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. All of them, they need to figure out and settle how they will keep them together. Now, of course, Joe Burrow is the lock. He's the one that you're locked in on. But Ja'Marr Chase still needs to figure out. They need to figure out contractual situations there. T. Higgins, according to reports, as of yesterday, the Bengals seemingly plan to use their non-exclusive, mind you, franchise tag on T. Higgins for a second straight year. And that's a prohibitive move. Like, the cost of that jumps with a particular percentage.
So what, like 26 or something like that?
I think it's more, right? Because it's not just that first immediate one. It's year over year having to get that. I'll get you that number here shortly. But do you like that for the Bengals particularly? And do you think that's a smart move considering that, I mean, otherwise they would lose him if they did not.
They've already taken enough steps back, right? Like, I think they've got the issue of having probably not invested enough in the right spots. And so for them, they're in a rock and a hard place. And they're kind of a cautionary tale for the Texans, really, when you're a team that drafts well and accumulates talent that's all around the same age, all around the same time. And you've got that, you know, we talk about that window of the quarterback being on the rookie deal and being able to build around an elite quarterback who's not expensive. Now, obviously, Joe Burrow has, and he's talking about, you know, restructuring his deal to make things a workable to put a team around him, but they are a cautionary tale in that way, right? Because we're talking about this exact thing with the Texans of having a lot of players who were drafted around the same time who have hit, who look like guys you're going to have to pay eventually. So this is something to monitor from that standpoint. But as far as liking it for the Bengals, I don't know what other options they have if they want to be competitive, if they want to maximize their Joe Burrow window, whatever that is.
Right. And I mean, it's they're trading the short-term commitment for a lot of money. You're right. 26.16.
It is.
Is that secondary franchise hit that they would have here. And that's just above what is the typical non-exclusive tag, which is 25.7, which is what you'd be talking about for Stephon Diggs if you were for some reason to do that. Obviously, worth noting, Stephon Diggs and the Texans did not get anything done yesterday, which yeah. I don't think was expected necessarily. So that void year is going to be there. That's the dead cap money that is going to be there in the 16 and change million dollars. And I imagine that Nick Caserio and them were already considering that, and they already know that they're going to have to flip switches and do some level of, accounting, cap accounting, in order to figure out what they're doing. But you can't change that there.
Yeah. This is just going to be a real interesting offseason for Nick Caserio, because I think it's a lot different from last year when it was just like, go all in, spend all of this money on players, let's trade and everything. They're going to have to be a lot more creative and make, I think, a lot. Like, the decisions I feel like they made were bold, but they were also easy decisions. Like, let's add Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Let's go get Joe Mixon. Let's pay Danielle Hunter a lot of money, right? Like, those were fairly and relatively easy decisions to make. I don't feel like the decisions that they got to make this offseason are going to be as easy to make.
I don't think they're going to be as easy to make, but I think when it comes to Stephon Diggs, that's the one that we all have to focus on.
Yeah.
Do you want him back versus what you can get in another deal? Yeah. But then you have the cap hit.
Yeah, well, I think the answer is no. Like, I think you probably don't, especially coming off the injury. I understand that he's been durable throughout his career. I wouldn't mind seeing it, but like that's the interesting part. Like, do you want Stephon Diggs back? But if not, that position is urgent.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So what are you doing if you don't bring Stephon Diggs back? Which is also an interesting like follow up question.
Yeah.
Some other things around the NFL. We were just talking about this a little bit earlier. Netflix seems to be in on the idea of wanting a Sunday afternoon NFL package. So NFL told Matt Belloni of Puck that the company is interested in bidding for NFL's Sunday afternoon games. That's the name of the publication.
Puck, Matt Belloni of Puck?
Yeah, is that a real name?
What do you want me to do?
Side note. Real quick. Matt Maloney,
yeah.
the former point guard for the Houston Rockets.
Maybe, I don't know.
That's what my mom used to call him. Matt Maloney.
Matt really? Maloney?
Just because she was country and they were used to mispronouncing people's names.
Oh, those are the most fun things, yeah. Especially
so Matt
like
Maloney
parents,
was Matt Maloney.
I feel like everybody's parents has like one word that they never get right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a friend who his pops, in trying to say Dodge Durango, would call it a Duranglo.
Yeah.
It's just one that, so I love the idea of Matt Maloney.
My mom can't say funeral.
Oh, for real?
She said funeral. Yeah, she can't say it.
Yeah. It's like that sometimes, man.
It really is.
Yeah, Matt. Why they pass it to Matt Belloni? Why they let Belloni shoot it?
So yeah,
sorry,
man.
Mom.
No, but that's something that we're trying to move further into. And I feel like this might be the international circumstance.
I think you're right. Yeah.
But I mean, the international games would probably be like if they do a package, which again, it seems like they're pushing towards.
But
that feels like that's the morning. They want to get in on this
Sunday. They want to replace Fox or CBS.
How are y'all with this? Are y'all good with this?
It doesn't really matter. I'll watch it. Yeah. You know, if we were looking for me.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not the person to ask because I am obligated
That's where I'm at.
This is work.
Well, not even just obligated, though. Like,
but
I've
keep in mind, and I was telling Figgy this during a break, you know, they're going down this path, and you're going to have to pay for Netflix to watch all the Sunday afternoon games, which is a habit for most of us, and we get. But every month, you got to pay. You have to decide. Am I paying Netflix and Amazon Prime and ESPN Plus?
Don't forget
this,
Peacock if you want to watch some of these games.
It's going to. The discussion earlier was, are they starting to spread themselves a little thin?
Here's my theory, though. Like, I don't have the numbers on, like, subscribers, like how many subscribe to Peacock and Netflix. Yeah. I don't have all of that. But my theory is, since we know that the world is, everybody's watching everything that we do. If you've got one app, then everybody has all of your information, right? I think that they've done the calculation and that they understand that there are more people, maybe not necessarily like me, that has every app, but a lot of people now who have most of the apps.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those people now who just over time, and it's not just because of sports, but it might be because of some other programming, the reason why I got Peacock, or the reason why I've had Netflix now for a decade, or the reason why I haven't watched the NBA on TNT, on actual TNT in years now.
Are you on Max
because
now?
Because I watch it on Max, and I know to do that. I'm programmed to do that. How many more people are like that, and how much are these leagues doing the calculation of how many people are becoming that way?
Well, I don't even know if necessarily that being the metric here, because from the league's perspective, maybe that would make sense. But from the you know, various streaming platforms' perspective, then why do you pay for the NFL? You pay for the NFL because you're like, there's people that are going to go there no matter what. And that's a level of programming that'll bring people in and create new subscribers. I think the thought process is the NFL is such a strong draw that then people will go anywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that lasts to a certain extent. I do wonder what the breaking point is about. Because there has to be.
There is a bridge too far. We just haven't seen it yet. There is going to be a point where people are like, man, regular people, not sickos, are going to be like, I can't do it.
That must be me, because I must be in the sicko category.
You are.
Because I've got all you the apps.
You absolutely. Are.
So I'm like, what do you mean that I can't watch it? I've got Peacock.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I watched Yellowstone on Peacock.
Oh, you did?
I'm pretty sure I did. and other stuff, you know, like I've got Netflix.
I didn't mean to sound so surprised. I was just like, I have not watched it. Yeah, and so. Man,
how long until the Super Bowl is streamed?
Ooh.
How many years?
So it's 2025.
I don't think it's that far away.
10?
Yeah, I was like somewhere in the 5 to 10 range is where I was going.
Where the Super Bowl is streamed only.
Yeah. Stream only, because they did streaming on Tubi recently.
Yeah,
it feels like they're
so going, they testing it out.
But that's more of a Fox. We have it, so we might as well try and gas up.
But
this
they are
other
testing
thing that we have,
they are testing it out. Though.
Because here's the thing: if Netflix gets this, they're going to get a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
Netflix is going to get a Super Bowl if they get this deal.
Yeah.
And at least one.
I think that'd be, what, 33? Is that what we're looking at
something
there?
Something like that.
Well, but I guess the question also, like, another part of that is how long before even the big over-the-air spots are offered in that way? Like, when do we get to the point where we're just stream only?
Well, that's a question
that's just the world we live in.
Yeah, that's a question about, like, the larger media landscape. And does cable die?
Like, which happens first, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I have a feeling
like regular TV.
I have a feeling like in 10 years we're going to be looking back at this conversation thinking how stupid we were. Of course there's going to be stream only.
I think I'm stupid right now.
Of course it's
going to
be stream only.
Well, because everything, I mean, at what point is everything a smart TV?
Yeah.
And everything is on your phone. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, what do you mean change the channel?
Mm-hmm.
Turn that TV off. Like, what are you talking about? The TV is the computer.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the phone. It's the iPad.
I think 100% less than 10 years.
We're already there where it's all very muddled.
Yeah, all of these big corporations are already leaning towards the app now.
Yeah.
Like, go to our app to watch the game and, you know, all this other stuff. So I think they're leaning towards it.
Our Airbnb that we stayed in New Orleans.
That's right.
The TV was a smart TV. I cut it on. And it's a Roku.
Yes.
It's got all the apps on it.
That's right.
And what did I say? I was like, oh, you know what? I got all of these apps.
You did, sure did.
I ain't got to worry about nothing about no TV.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Man, speaking of nickel and dime, man, they nickel and diming us, man. I need to go through and see what I've been watching and save some money. But that's
They're taking us for a ride, man.
That's how to get you. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Tuesday. It is a rodeo ticket Tuesday. And we got to give some away for the Bun B. I almost called it the B. Scott. The Bun B birthday bonanza that B. Scott likes, just to put him in there. And you can go. You just got to be calling number 9 right now to 713-572-4610 to get, was it 4 tickets? Is it 4?
It's a 4-pack.
4 of them, to go see Bun B. And I think we have Coco Jones and Keith Sweat confirmed, a couple of R&B. Kinda,
Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge was confirmed. I missed the Jagged Edge confirmation. Okay, all right.
I didn't even know they were still in the league.
Me neither. I am now happy to let the people know. And all you have to be is call number 9 right now, 713-572-4610. All right. Coming up next in the loop, it's about that time where we give B. Scott a little bit of time, a little bit of space to give B. Scott's thoughts. We'll do that next.